here on Texas Standard Time.
Texas Republican lawmakers have introduced a handful of legislative measures they say would enhance the integrity of elections in the state. Governor Greg Abbott had named election integrity as an emergency item this session. This call came in response to efforts made in Texas cities to expand voter access for last November's election during the coronavirus pandemic. Perhaps you recall some of that back and forth. Renee Cross is senior director of the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs and a lecturer in political science. Professor, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David.
What are some of the main measures being proposed by Republican state lawmakers?
Well, there are certainly a number of measures being proposed. I think at the forefront, one is requiring uniformity in early voting hours and days for all counties. You know, previously that was at the discretion of the counties, each of the leaders in the 254 counties. It would also bar 24-hour voting centers, reduce the period when voters can return mail ballots, bar drive-through voting, prohibit counties from sending out mail-in applications unless they're specifically requested by a voter. They'd also ask for photocopies of IDs when using mail ballots, limit mail-in voting to voters who actually can produce medical documentation proving that they cannot vote in person. There would be increased civil penalties for election code violations. They also would like to grant more power to the Attorney General to hunt down suspected fraud cases. And the list goes on.
This sounds like a sort of wish list among Republicans, certainly going back to before November, when there was a lot of back and forth between state officials and local officials who said that they were trying to increase access with things like 24-hour drop-off centers for mail-in ballots, that sort of thing, right?
That's correct. And Harris County in particular tried various ways to make voting safer during the pandemic. For example, on those ballot drop-off locations, there were 14 planned for Harris County. You know, keep in mind that Harris County has almost 5 million people living within almost 1,800 square miles. So they were proposing 14 drop-off locations. However, the state came back and said that only one location per county. So with a county with close to 2.5 million voters, had one drop-off location, just like Loving County, which has a little over 100 voters. Another measure that Harris County created was the introduction of drive-through voting at 10 locations. The state eventually pushed back on that and actually attempted to invalidate over 127,000 votes that were actually cast at those drive-through locations. You mentioned expanded early voting hours. Those two were introduced in Harris County. There were 122 early voting sites that stayed open until 10 p.m. One measure that Harris County did in particular that really seemed to cause some upset was that the county clerk planned to send the applications to vote to all its registered voters in the county with instructions on how to determine if they were eligible. Texas Supreme Court ultimately blocked that effort.
How much of this is about Republicans in Texas genuinely believing voter fraud is a serious issue?
Well, there's no doubt that Republicans in Texas believe that voter fraud occurred in 2020. The Hobby School of Public Affairs did a recent survey saying that 83% of Texas Republicans believe that voter fraud occurred. And compare that to 87% of Democrats do not think it occurred, while 53% of independents do not think it occurred as well. You know, obviously, there are big differences in perception based on partisanship.
Renee Cross is senior director of the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs and a lecturer of political science. She'll continue to watch this story. Renee, thanks again.
Thank you.